Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. You're now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight, we have a lot of new listeners, and for this, we give God glory, honor, and praise. So as we always do, we always open up with prayer. But before we go into prayer, I'm going to ask all listeners, as I always do, and especially for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word again on tonight. So please get your Bibles, get your pen and paper so you can take notes and follow along as we go through God's word together as the Lord uses Pastor Norman King on tonight. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that your name and you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you still have and hold and always will hold and have all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that nothing goes by you that you don't see and that you don't know about. So we just thank you for being in total control, and thank you that you keep your word, you keep your promises. You are faithful, God. You are the Most High God. So we love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know we don't deserve it, but we thank you for your grace and mercy and sufficient grace on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and our transgressions, and blot out all of our iniquities. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Because we truly stand on your word that lets us know that without a doubt, we do sin, we do falter, and we do fail you. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you that this Jesus Christ, your Son, is the reason for this season that we celebrate Christmas, because of the birth of your only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for him. We thank you for his great sacrifice on the cross, that he shed his sinless and holy and righteous blood on the cross, that we can be saved and redeemed in his name, and we can be restored and be brought back to you, and we ask to be forgiven of our sins through Jesus Christ. So we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And may Father, we come lifted up all those that are afflicted, those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. So we give you the glory, honor, and praise for touching, healing, and delivering and setting your people free, even on tonight, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that have agreed on tonight. We lift up the family of our sheriff for Detroit and Wayne County, the Sheriff Benny Napoleon, who lost his fight with the coronavirus on day before yesterday. We lift up his entire family, Heavenly Father. He was a blessing to not only the people of the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan and the county of Wayne County, but he was a man of God who stood for love and peace for all people. So we lift up his entire family and all the Wayne County sheriffs that truly worked with him, that loved him as their boss. We continue to lift up that family again, the family of Sheriff Benny Napoleon, and not only his family, but we lift up all families that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus. Not only those families, but we lift up the families of all the nuns, and I think it was Wisconsin. On the other day, I was watching CNN News, and they said 9 nuns lost their lives that worked in the same facilities. 9 nuns lost their lives due to the coronavirus. So lift up each one of their families as well. And not only those families, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason, we continue to lift them up in prayer. And that's our prayer and hope and desire, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen each one of them. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you that you are all-knowing, you are wise, and you know exactly what you're doing. So we just thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you, because we do know that you care for us. Now, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that may be tuning in on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God and the pastor, in the person of Pastor Norman King, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, as you use him, that something will be said on tonight that will touch their hearts and their minds, that they will open their own mouth, confess their sins. Not only them, but we lift up our current president, Donald Trump, Heavenly Father, to you, that you will be able to touch him through your word, that he too will open his mouth and confess his sins and have to be saved in Jesus' name. And not only him, but all those that are not saved. Touch, heal, and deliver them, Heavenly Father, to the point that they will hear your word on tonight and have to be saved in Jesus' name is our prayer, in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry and broadcast, even to the new listeners. Continue to bless them. You know who they are, you know where they are, and you know exactly what we all stand in need of. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for your darling Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, because, again, we know that Jesus is the reason for this season. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Have your way on tonight, that you alone will get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and I love this spiritual food for thought, and it goes for me as well, and it comes in the form of a question. And this is for those of you that may be seasoned saints, such as myself. We may be seasoned saints in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you may be a new babe in Jesus Christ, born again in Jesus Christ, even on today or yesterday. This spiritual food for thought is for each one of us on tonight. And it comes to us saying, and again, it comes in the form of a question. It's time to check, who are we wearing? That's a good question on tonight. Think about that. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question saying, asking us all, it's time to check, who are we serving on tonight? So we, again, ask that you will heed to this spiritual food for thought. Think about it, pray about it, and that you ask the Lord to show you who you are truly wearing on tonight, that he will get the glory in Jesus' name. I do have one announcement that I would like to make before we go to our music break. I see that Pastor Norman King is on the line. Thank God for him. We're going to do our music break following this announcement. An upcoming announcement on behalf of my younger sister, Lynetta Burney. God is truly using her. I thank God for her. I thank God for my entire family. But God has blessed her to write another children's book. And this book is designed for children 5 years and under, or even a little bit older. So if you are a grandparent, or if you are a parent of a child or grandchildren that are under age 5 or a little bit older, this book is titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. Again, The Littlest Guard at the Gate is available now at Amazon.com, and also her other children's book titled The Best of Joy. These two children's books are available now at Amazon.com. She also has a T-shirt with The Littlest Guard at the Gate with this picture on it that's available now for purchase. You can purchase that book by going to her email. Her email is, her name is spelled Janetta, D-A-N-E-T-T-A underscore Burney, that's B-A-R-N-E-Y, 43 at yahoo.com. Once again, The Littlest Guard at the Gate T-shirts are available now for purchase at Janetta Burney's email, which is, again, Janetta underscore Burney, number 43 at yahoo.com. She also have a little store that she's going to be opening up very soon. It has pillows with The Littlest Guard at the Gate with this picture on it, along with the T-shirts and other items. That with The Littlest Guard at the Gate with his picture on it, that will be available for purchase at her new website, which will be coming out very soon. And as soon as she gives me that website, I will be announcing that website also for the parents and grandparents that like to purchase these books and items for their children and grandchildren. Once again, I give God the glory for what he's doing in my younger sister's life, not only her life, but for what he's doing in every believer in Jesus' name, faithful doers of God's word. We want to continue to elevate and motivate and continue to encourage and empower each other as God uses us to fulfill our individual God purpose in the earth that will give him glory. So right now we're going to go to our music break on tonight, and I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Enjoy the music break.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life. So I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the highest form of praise that we can give our God, the Most High God. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight that Jesus is the reason for this season. That's why we know, those of us that are truly born again in Jesus' name, we know that it's not about gifts, but it's about the gift of God, his love for mankind, that he gave us his greatest gift, his Son, his only beloved, begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Again, Jesus Christ, he is the reason for this season. Before I bring on Pastor Norman King, once again, I want to, because this is such a powerful scripture food for thought for tonight, and again, it comes in a form of a question, and every believer in Jesus Christ needs to think about this question. This goes for me as well. I don't care if you are a bishop, if you're a pastor, an evangelist, whatever your title is or your whatever you are in the kingdom of God, this question applies to each and every last one of us on tonight. It's a powerful question and comes to us asking this. It's time to check, who are we wearing? In other words, are we wearing God or are we wearing the world? Who are you wearing on tonight? Check yourself according to God's word. So once again, we are so excited to bring on Pastor Norman King once again. He's a pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. I'm so excited to always have him on the air to share the word from the Lord. So again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to take notes. Because once again, as I always say, and especially for the new listeners, because God is blessing this worldwide ministry and platform, and it's truly growing. We have a whole lot of new listeners on tonight. So we give God the glory for it all. So we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or the bait that anyone that comes over this worldwide platform delivering God's word, that we're making up things. We want you to be able to see it for yourself. That's why it's important that you have your own Bible, that you can read it and follow along as we go through God's word on tonight, as always. So right now, I yield the mic again to none other than Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'm just working with some microphones. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I thank God for another opportunity, a humble opportunity and experience to be here tonight, giving God the glory. Amen. I thank God for this platform. And I pray my cousin James strength as he continues to allow himself to be led by the Holy Spirit. And before you tonight, I'm going to release to what the Lord has given me by way of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, that I may decrease and that you increase, that your word will go out, not in my way, but your way through me, through this humble earth and chosen vessel. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, we're going to be looking at a scripture familiar to some, and it's 1 John 4:4, King James, where it says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And I'm going to come from a topic tonight. I finally got it. Have you ever said those words in your life? Or it could be, how many times have you said it? Amen. I finally got it. Took a while, but I finally got it. And I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna read the other verses in verse one, but this is my key focus point on verse four. And this is a different translation. It says in verse one, I'm gonna read down to four. It said, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God." Amen. "Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Amen. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this mm-hmm. is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which, this is Elder John, y'all, the disciple who laid his head on Jesus' chest, and he's a young man, amen, but now he's an elder now. Come on, huh? He says that, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have, what, heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world. This is spoken back in Bible days, amen. This is 2020, and folk want like something new. It ain't new. Come on, huh? And then he says right. in verse 4, ye are of God, little children. Amen. Have conquered, amen, them. I can't keep on going, cuz, because I got to stop, because he says, what he's saying is, it's not that you have obtained, come on, huh? You already got it. Come on. He said, ye are of God, little children, and have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. So, in other words, you ain't got to say, come down, come down, come down. Come on. We are overcome. We are more than. Come on. Amen. You know, so we ain't got to call down something to happen, because Jesus paid it all. Come on, huh? Sometimes we need to be reminded. Come on, y'all. You know, we don't always cross every T and dot every I. Sometimes it costs this thing called life. Amen. Circumstances, huh? We have to be reminded sometimes, amen, of the very thing that you already know. And Elder John said, dear friends, don't believe every spirit. Why you keep cutting up like that? Why are you getting all mad and upset with something like this thing just come aboard, huh? He said, don't believe all that stuff, huh? He said, I got some ways for you to distinguish, to determine friend or foe, huh? He said, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God. And then he went on to tell you how, huh? He said, because let me tell you something. Because many false prophets were. Have gone out. Come on, man. He's saying this back then, y'all. Amen. So sometimes we got to be reminded, ain't nothing new. See, Ecclesiastes tells us there ain't nothing new under the sun. Amen. So some of us tonight on the air need to be reminded, huh? There ain't nothing new. All these pop-up, Kindle-type popcorn, nowadays prophets want to tell you something new. Ain't nothing new. Huh?
Nothing.
It's in the Word of God. That's why Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed. Why? He's able to rightly divide the word of truth. And that's what John said. He said, let me tell you something here. He said, now. He said, but by this you know the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Every spirit that can see people can hear God, but what would they hear Jesus? Huh? See, Jesus, according to Hebrews 4 and 12, that the word cuts, y'all. Come on, huh? He said, but by this you know the Spirit of God is that every spirit that confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess, here we go, y'all, is that simple, amen, period, amen. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the what? Antichrist. If they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they are an antichrist. Just that simple. They don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And come on, y'all. They don't believe that God raised from the dead. Talk. They are an antichrist. Amen. The bottom line, quit sugarcoating. Amen. That's it's simple. And then it says, of which you have heard that is coming. I like this. It's a setup, y'all. In which you have heard that it's coming, then he said, and now it's already in the world. Huh? Some of you need to hear it. See, some of y'all need to hear this word tonight. Amen. Because, see, some of you, come on now. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded. Amen. Because this thing called life, amen, the pandemic. See, through this pandemic, we got all these ways of getting the word out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is one way, like we're doing tonight. But let me remind you of that.
a lot of the kingdom folks have become stagnant. In the midst of this pandemic, they have become stagnant. Amen. They have come lazy. Come on, y'all. Amen. They have become complacent. That's why the devil is seeking whom he may devour. Because we have got so comfortable. Come on now. So God sent me by light to let you know, listen, I know. Some of you have been on your A game, but you're not on there right now. Amen. But God has made a way. I love the old folks say, God has a way that's mighty sweet. Come on, y'all. Just put your burdens right at his feet. Come on now. All right. Okay. All right. See, some of y'all, and I'm saying this not to be judgmental, but I just got to speak how the Spirit of God says speak, right? Circumstances. Amen. Life. Some of us been feeding our soul, man, and starving our spirit.
Amen. There you go.
I finally got it. See, some of you, this word has hit you already in the belly. Amen. You've been looking for, okay, all right. He said, no, I'm going to hit you dead in your stomach. I got to break you down, huh? Come on, huh? I need to let you know. Look here. You've been going through, yeah. Amen. And you've been doing what? Mind you, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just speaking the word of God. See, this word is to go to whoever is in dire need of this message tonight. It might not be for everybody, but I guarantee you it's for somebody. Amen. But the word of God says that his word will never return void. Some of you is going through. Some of you been making excuses. Some of you are slacking. Some of you have not been studying. Some of you have not been praying. Oh, come on now. Hey, I say again, we got to feed our spirit. Amen. Some of you have been complaining. Amen. Amen. And not demonstrating Matthew 5:16, when it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. Amen. So I want to go and get into this, some of the meat of this message. Amen. But let me give you a little excerpt. It says, sometimes God lets you be in a situation that only he can fix. So that you can see, so that you can see he is the one who fixes it. Come on, huh? Amen. You got to understand that God got you. A lot of folks say they got you, but no, God got you. So sometimes God lets you be in a situation that only he can fix. Amen. So that you can see that he is the one who fixed it. Amen. See, the author.
Amen.
The author seeks to encourage his readers by reminding them. See, Elder John wants to remind you. Look, ye, dear children, are of God. Don't get it twisted. I don't care what you're doing, what you have not done. You may have stepped out. You may have been backslidden or whatever. But this, let me tell you something. You are a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
If you ain't lining up right now, just repent. Turn from your ways, which the Bible calls wicked. Amen. He said, I need to remind somebody. This word is saying, amen, ye, dear children, are from God. Amen. See, the author addressed his readers as what? Dear children. Amen. And seven times in this letter, they are referred to as dear children. Chapter 2, verse 1, verse 12, 28, chapter 3, verse 7, verse 18, chapter 4, and chapter 5, 21. Seven times. Amen. Seven times. Amen. They are called dear children. Amen. And in each case, this direct form of address introduced something which he wants to impress upon you. Amen. That's why this word is to go and tell you, listen, you got it. You stepped outside. But you know, and all of us in some time in our life, we have said this, y'all. I finally got it. Man. I've been doing this, I ain't been doing that, I've been complaining, I've been complacent, but now I got it. God has sent the word, amen, tonight to tell you, yes, this word is for you, and you finally got it. In other words, you finally let go and let God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, here he wants them, I'm talking about Elder John, he wants them to know that by their confession of Jesus come in the flesh, amen, they show that they are from God. So if you believe that Jesus came in the flesh, it's saying here that you are what? From God. And to say that people are from God means that they are children of God, according to chapter 3, verse 10. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say something else to you, amen. See, God always got what? A ram in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Always got a ram in the bush.
Always.
See, when you accept the fact that sometimes seasons are dry and times are hard and that God is in control of both. Come on, somebody. Amen. You will discover a sense of divine refuge because the hope then is in God and not in yourself. Come on. Amen. We got to understand that God is in charge. No matter who in the White House. Come on, y'all. God's in, he's in charge. He's in control. Amen. I believe that everything will work out for the best in the end. Do you believe that? Amen. Because
the
Elder John was trying to let them know that it's already a done deal. Amen.
Already.
What it says, verse 4, ye are, it's different translation. It says, ye are from God, little children, and have overcome them. See, you have to be reminded sometimes that you have already overcome them. Don't act like you got to do it now. It's Jesus paid it all, y'all. It's a done deal. It's a wrap. Amen?
Yes, sir.
It's a wrap. Amen? See, the author also wants them, and that's us, to know that they are people who have overcome them. See, we already overcome them. Amen? In John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Come on, y'all. But take heart. You know why? You know why? He said, I have overcome the world. Get it? Do you get that? Jesus said, in this world, you have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen? See, here we go again, y'all. Somebody's saying, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Some of y'all right now saying, hallelujah. Lord, I've been on the wayward side, but I finally got it because I tuned in on that station tonight. I didn't want to do it. Come on. I knew. Oh, amen. But you receiving the word, he said, I finally got it. I've been low. I've been the prodigal. I've been down there in the pit. Amen. But I remember what you said in your word. You said, if I delight myself in you, you shall give me the desires of my heart. So some of you, amen, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of your trial, you remember that if I continue even in my mess to desire the Lord knows your heart. Come on, y'all, huh? He will give me that what I need. Amen? But take heart. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Amen? Here in 4:4, the readers, here we go. See, we need to be reminded. Y'all know that. Amen? I know that. Sometimes we need to be reminded. Amen? The readers are told that they have overcome them. See, some of y'all need to hear that tonight. Listen, don't act like you out there and you can't get back, because greater is he who is in you. Amen? You have overcome them. That is, amen, you have overcome them. Amen? And what is meant is that you have overcome them by rejecting their heretical teaching that denies Christ come in the flesh. Amen? Amen. You listen to some stuff you know wasn't right. Amen. And it's not that you agree with them. Remember in the Garden of Eden when the serpent made things so attractive to Eve, and if one of the mistakes that Eve made, she entertained instead of nipping it in the bud. See, sometimes we need to nip stuff in the bud, y'all. Don't even squash it from the gate. Amen? Don't even listen to it. Amen? Amen. You got to nip it.
Amen.
So the author recognized that his readers have overcome them. I'm going to tell somebody tonight that you already overcome
your situation. Amen? Through Jesus Christ. See, everything is through Jesus Christ. I got to keep on saying his name because everything, the way we should walk now should be, amen, in the risen Christ. Amen? Not in the Christ before the cross, amen, but in Christ after the cross. Oh, when he rose up, amen? Is that right, y'all? So the author recognized that his readers have overcome them not by, here we go, y'all, not by their own unaided effort, but because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Amen?
That's more.
And
amen.
Hallelujah. Because of the greater one who is in you. See, some of you is already saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I know that I've been in the fog. I've been in the clouds, and I've been in the dump. And I've been depressed and oppressed. But, Lord, you looked at my heart and saw that I really delighted myself in you, and you've given me tonight. Tonight, this is present. This is a word right now, amen. He has given you the desires of your heart, amen. But because of the one who is in you, remember this now, the one that's in you is greater than the one who's in the world. Amen? See, according to 1 John, believers are not only from God, as the verse indicates, but also indwelt by God. I give you some verses to read at your own time. Chapter 4, verse 12, 13, and 15. Amen? And indwelling effected by the Spirit. Chapter 4, 13, amen? The Spirit of God who indwells the believer is certainly greater than the spirit of the Antichrist. Come on, somebody. Amen?
Amen.
We operate, amen. We have to understand that the Spirit in you is greater than the Antichrist. Amen? Is that all right, church?
Mm-hmm.
I say again,
yes,
amen,
Lord.
And hallelujah.
Amen.
So the circumstances... The circumstances we ask God to change are often the circumstances God is using to change us.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. The circumstances we ask God to change are often the circumstances God is using to change. See, we're trying to get away from something that God has placed in your path because he knows that you ain't going to face it head up, so he's going to put some obstacles out there where you can't do nothing but go directly toward it. So the circumstances that we ask God to change are often the circumstances God is using to what? Change us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And amen. So in other words, we have to stay focused. I'm going to say again, we have to stay focused and feed our spirits and continue to press toward the mark. Amen and hallelujah. True believers overcome. In other words, you already know that you are overcomer. Amen. Because you know God is at work through his spirit.
Yes.
Amen. So those ones that try to distract you or deter you, get away from them. He ain't like you don't know who they are. You know who they are. Get out from around them, amen? See, this author here, he knew that the spiritual security of his readers depended ultimately upon God's work within them by his spirit. Now, all right, now talking about this Holy Spirit inside of you, amen? You want them to understand that you got to depend on the Holy Ghost, amen? That's why he said, greater is he who where is in you. See, don't be looking down yonder, amen. I don't use the word yonder all the time, but I ain't got a problem using it either. Come on, somebody. I call it keeping it real, huh? Quit looking down yonder, huh? And look within you. Because according to John 1 John 4:4, he said, greater is he who is what? In you. Amen. So it's work that's already within you by way of the Holy Spirit, amen. And there is no power, come on, somebody, and there is no power greater than the Spirit of God that would be able to destroy that work. Amen? See, in the present day and age, come on, our own spiritual security depends on the Spirit of God
and his work within us. So we got to focus for real, y'all. We got to focus for real, knowing that the Spirit, see, God is speaking to somebody tonight. He says it's inside you. He said the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Quit looking down yonder somewhere, amen? And listen, get this word. You know who you are. You know if this word is for you or not, amen? If it's not for you, then pray along with me as I continue to humble myself and allow the Holy Spirit to reign. Amen?
Amen.
Is it all right, church?
That's right.
Amen. I say again, amen, we got to be firm. Amen. We got to be assured. We got to say, I finally got it, and forgive me, Lord. Amen. We got to say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, amen, cross my knees and dot my eyes. I've been that person that he was talking about a while ago who got complacent, who become stagnant. That was me, Lord. Amen. The ones that been making excuses, the ones been slacking. Come on, somebody. This is your night to say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Forgive me, Lord. I want to say tonight, Lord, I finally got it. I've been asking. I didn't know how you're going to do it. Like the songwriter said, won't he do it? Guess what?
Yes,
it's already done. Come on, somebody. Already done. Amen. He waiting on you. Amen. To get it right. Hold on. He waiting on you to recognize that the greater one is inside of you. Come on. Amen. Don't quit looking for the one. And the one is already, you can't find him because he's already in you already. Come on, church. Amen. Already in you. Man, we talking about, the author told his readers that they have overcome them. Quit saying that you are in defeat. You're not in defeat. You are an overcomer because of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are overcomers. We are, what you're saying is that we are more than what? Conquerors. Amen. But see, I'm speaking this word, but you got to receive this word, amen? You don't receive it, then it's not doing you no justice, amen? Don't doubt. Don't just say it, but just the fact to be a quoter. You got to believe it in your heart, amen? I'm an overcomer because the word is said. If the word said it, then that's who I am. Because the Bible also says that it is impossible for God to lie. Amen?
That's right.
God can't lie.
He can't lie.
Amen.
Amen.
See, understand something here. There's a wrong way, and there's a right way. Amen? And you're not in the world. I mean, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen?
Nope.
Is that right, church? What's happening right now in the world? We got a pandemic, especially all these things that's going on. Amen? But understand that you are more than a conqueror. You are overcomer. Amen? These things, see, in the midst of all what's going on, you got to continue to be faithful to God and trust God.
Yes.
Depend on God. Amen?
That's right.
He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
No.
He don't lie. Amen. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Come on, somebody. Huh?
Jesus.
Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Because, see, God is bigger than time, y'all. Come on, y'all. God is bigger than time.
Yeah.
He's bigger than dates. He's bigger than appointments. And he wants you to move through this day with a quiet heart. Come on, y'all. He's in control. You got to believe that.
Yes,
amen.
He
is in control. God knows right where you are. Do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. God knows right where you are, and he knows how to get you to where you need to be. Even
amen.
When things don't go the way you planned, his hand is, guess what, on you. Other words, nothing is a surprise to God. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
Nothing is a surprise to God. Nothing is a setback to his plan.
That's
come
right.
on. So, and we all of us are guilty of it. Time to time, we all guilty of it. We say stuff, and we mean well. But see, we got to check ourselves, amen? And that's why we got
that's
to pray
right.
every day. And ask God for forgiveness of sin of commission and sins of omission. Amen. God,
that's right.
It's nothing is a setback to his plan. Amen. And
my
nothing
Lord.
Is beyond what? His control. Nothing.
That's right.
It's beyond
no.
his control. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me see my time. Let me see my time. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord, y'all. So With that being said, repent. Turn from the direction that you are in. Receive
Amen.
your rebuke. Receive
right.
your reprimand or your scold from God. Receive it and get back
mm-hmm.
on track. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see now? Do you get it? Amen. You got to listen to wise counsel. Amen. Listen to wise counsel. God is saying to you tonight, he said, we are from God. And whoever knows God, listen to us. Amen. That's why it's so important for us to be obedient and allow the Holy Spirit to speak and not we ourselves. Amen.
That's
we got
right.
to be able to
Amen.
Allow the Holy Spirit to flow fluently. Amen. I'm going to read a few verses before I get ready to play this song. Amen. And these words are these are scriptures that are dealing with God being in control. Amen. The first one is 2 Corinthians 12, where it says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in need, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. Here we go. This is the main part here, y'all. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen.
Yes.
And then we got Second Timothy 1:7, where it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes.
Another one I'm going to read before I close out. I got a few of them to read. Amen. This is Philippians 4:6, familiar. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to
God.
Amen. Let's see another one. I got another one circled here. This is Joshua 1:9, where it says, I love this, y'all. I love God's word. I tell you right now, I love God's word. I love how it says, have I not commanded you? In other words, quit being a wimp. Huh?
There you go.
Quit being a complainer.
Right.
Huh? He said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now I'm going to jump from Joshua 1:9 to 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, because greater is he who is in you than he that is of the world. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. Amen? And here's the closing verse right here. I'm going to read this closing verse. This is Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he, hallelujah, it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, and it is this day.
Yes,
you are of God, little children, because greater is he who is in the world. I mean, no. Greater is he who is in you than it is that is what? Of the world.
Oh.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
We are thanking
Amen.
God. We are thanking God. We're thanking God for another day's journey. Amen. And we thank God. And I pray that you have received this word tonight. Amen. This word is an on-time word. It's like a lot of people say, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Any on-time God?
Yes,
and this is,
yes,
this is an on-time word for you. And I got this song
yes,
that I'm going to play. I love this song. And this song, it ties in with my sermon topic tonight. Amen. I just always listen to the Holy Spirit to speak to me and give me what I'm supposed to choose. So anyway, we're going to play this song, so just bear with me. It's coming. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to the words.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Norman King, I just want you to know that, like you said, this is the on-time word for tonight. I thank God for you allowing the Holy Spirit to use you through this message on tonight, because this is a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in. This is a powerful word on tonight, and I pray, just like you said, I pray too, along with you, that this word has been received, because we know God's word is true. He said that his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for to do. So we just give God the glory and the honor and praise for this word on tonight, and I pray that it has been received, well received on tonight. And again, I thank God for this word, because it kind of ties in with the spiritual food for thought. Again, it says it's time to check. Who are we wearing? So that kind of goes into what the title of the message was for tonight. I finally got it. I thank you, Pastor Norman King. Continue to allow the Lord to use you, because you're doing a great work. And just like, I think it was Nehemiah, when the people were trying to tell him to come down off the wall, he was building the wall, doing a great work for the kingdom of God. He said, I'm doing a great work, and I can't come down. So you keep doing what God has anointed and appointed for you to do by teaching and preaching his word, because his word is, again, is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. He already knew before you brought this word who was going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. This is a powerful word. I needed this word as well. Thank you. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Well, as we get ready to close out for tonight, I thank God for every listener that tunes in from around the world. We have so many listeners. We have people from Africa, China. We have people all around the world, all over the country, that tuned into this ministry and this platform, this broadcast. I thank God for everyone that tunes in faithfully, and especially for the new listeners. We have a whole lot of new listeners on tonight. And for this, it is marvelous in our eyes, and we give God the glory, honor, and praise, because we know it is not about, it's about God. It's about his word. It's about Jesus Christ, his son. So I pray that if you are not saved on tonight, if you heard his word, that you don't take it lightly or for granted, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. We don't want to take it lightly that we're going to wake up and see tomorrow. Don't take it lightly that you're going to see tomorrow. Do not guarantee, neither one of us are guaranteed to see it through the night. Only God knows. So if you know you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, please open your heart and receive the word of God. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart through prayer, and mean it from your heart, because he knows if you mean it or not. So open your heart, open your mouth, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come in your heart and save you on tonight, because that's what he wants to do. It's not the God's desire that any souls be lost. It's not my desire. It's not Pastor Norman King's desire, or any saved believer in Jesus' name. It's not any of our desires that anyone's soul be lost. So if your soul be lost and you heard God's word, guess whose fault it is? It's your fault. So God, he's not going to make you choose his son, Jesus Christ. He gave you a choice. So on tonight, whose report are you going to believe on tonight? I believe the report of the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the Most High God. You are the great I am. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or what we see or even how we feel. We thank you that your word is true. You are a promise keeper. You're faithful to keep your word. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that have believed on tonight. We continue to lift up the family of Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon, who passed away on day before yesterday from the coronavirus. not only him, but the nine nuns from Wisconsin that worked in the same facility all lost their lives due to the coronavirus. Not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus, and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason, continue to comfort and strengthen each one of them as long as you can. Again, let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace and your joy, even in the midst of their sorrow. And also continue to touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight, for your glory. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your sufficient grace toward each one of us, because we know it's not about us. It's about you. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you that Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. So we thank you for his birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that we who are alive now, that when we do pass from this life, that we have an eternal home in glory that's made by Jesus Christ, that he has gone away to prepare for those that accept him as your Son. So we thank you for our mention that Jesus Christ has gone away to prepare for us that believe in him and have confessed him with our own mouth that he is your Son. He is the Savior of the world. We just love you. We thank you for every listener. Continue to bless them and grant them the desire of their heart. You know who they are, where they are, and what they stand in need of. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know again that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So we want to continue to pray ye one for another. So the prayers of the righteous still avail as much. And we just thank God for his word. We thank God for Pastor Norman King. So continue to encourage one another in God's word. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to stay your social distancing from each other. And we do thank God for the vaccines that are now out and that are available. And so we want to continue to wear our masks and social distance. We want to continue to sanitize our hands as we go in. Stay safe. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know again that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night. Mm-hmm.